Party-nominated offices. President and Vice President, vote for one party. Green Party, Jill Stein for President, Ajmal Baraka for Vice President. Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton for President, Tim Kaine for Vice President. Peace and Freedom Party, Gloria Estela for President, Dennis Banks for Vice President. Republican Party, American Independent Party, Donald J. Trump for President, Mike Pence for Vice President. Libertarian Party, Gary Johnson for President, William Weld for Vice President. Voter nominated in nonpartisan offices. United States Senator. Vote for 1. Loretta L. Sanchez, United States Congresswoman, Party Preference, Democratic. Kamala D. Harris, Attorney General of California, Party Preference, Democratic. U.S. Congress 20th District. Vote for 1. Jimmy Panetta, Deputy District Attorney, Party Preference, Democratic. Casey Lucius, Council Member, Professor, Mother, Party Preference, Republican. State Senator 17th District. Vote for 1. Bill Monning, California State Senator, Party Preference, Democratic. Palmer Kane, Community Volunteer, Party Preference, Republican. State Assembly 29th District. Vote for 1. Sierra Roberts, Entrepreneur, Party Preference, Republican. Mark Stone, Assembly Member, Party Preference, Democratic. Central Fire Protection District. Vote for 4. Kevin Walter, Retired Bus Operator. Charles Howard, Incumbent. Richard Phillips, Incumbent. John P. Lucchese, Retired Battalion Chief. Owen T. Miller, Retired Battalion Chief. Michael C. Mitchell, Director. David Burnham, Retired Truck Driver. Bruce Betancourt, Pharmacist. Soquel Creek Water District Short Term. Vote for 1. Rachel Lather, Water Engineer Director. John Edward Bargetta, Winemaker Businessman. Santa Cruz Port Commissioner. Vote for 3. Brian Kretsch, Project Manager Engineer. Vicky Vance, Retired CEO. Dennis Denny L. Smith, Port Commissioner. Stephen Reed, Port Commissioner. Lenny Hewitt, Retired Maintenance Employee. Nelly Cardoso, Fisherwoman Businesswoman. Darren Gertler, Teacher Commercial Fisherman. Bill Lee, Incumbent. Measure submitted to voters. State 51 School Bonds. Funding for K-12 school and community college facilities. Initiative statute authorizes $9 billion in general obligation bonds for new construction and modernization of K-12 public school facilities, charter schools and vocational education facilities, and California community colleges facilities. Fiscal impact: state costs of about $17.6 billion to pay off both the principal, $9 billion, and interest, $8.6 billion, on the bonds. Payments of about $500 million per year for 35 years. Measure submitted to voters. State 52 MEDICAL Hospital Fee Program. Initiative Constitutional Amendment and Statute. Extends indefinitely an existing statute that imposes fees on hospitals to fund Medi-Cal health care services, care for uninsured patients, and children's health coverage. Fiscal impact. Uncertain fiscal effect, ranging from relatively little impact to annual state general fund savings of around $1 billion and increased funding for public hospitals in the low hundreds of millions of dollars annually. Measure submitted to voters. State 53 Revenue Bonds. Statewide voter approval. Initiative Constitutional Amendment requires statewide voter approval before any revenue bonds can be issued or sold by the state for certain projects if the bond amount exceeds $2 billion. Fiscal impact: State and local fiscal effects are unknown and would depend on which projects are affected by the measure and what actions government agencies and voters take in response to the measure's voting requirement. Measure submitted to voters. State 54 Legislature. Legislation and Proceedings. Initiative Constitutional Amendment and Statute. Prohibits legislature from passing any bill unless published on internet for 72 hours before vote. Requires legislature to record its proceedings and post on internet. Authorizes use of recordings. Fiscal impact. One-time costs of $1 million to $2 million and ongoing costs of about $1 million annually to record legislative meetings and make videos of those meetings available on the internet. Measure submitted to voters. State 55 Tax Extension to Fund Education and Healthcare. Initiative Constitutional Amendment. Extends by 12 years the temporary personal income tax increases enacted in 2012 on earnings over $250,000, with revenues allocated to K-12 schools, California community colleges, and, in certain years, healthcare. Fiscal impact. Increased state revenues $4 billion to $9 billion annually from 2019-2030, depending on economy and stock market. Increased funding for schools, community colleges, healthcare for low-income people, budget reserves, and debt payments. 0. Tax Extension Health and Ed Text. Measure submitted to voters. State 56 Cigarette Tax to Fund Healthcare, Tobacco Use Prevention, Research, and Law Enforcement. Initiative Constitutional Amendment and Statute. Increases cigarette tax by $2 per pack, with equivalent increase on other tobacco products and electronic cigarettes containing nicotine. Fiscal impact. Additional net state revenue of $1 billion to $1.4 billion in 2017-18, with potentially lower revenues in future years. Revenues would be used primarily to augment spending on healthcare for low-income Californians. Measure submitted to voters. State 57 Criminal Sentences. Parole. Juvenile Criminal Proceedings and Sentencing. Initiative Constitutional Amendment and Statute. Allows parole consideration for nonviolent felons. Authorizes sentence credits for rehabilitation, good behavior, and education. Provides juvenile court judge decides whether juvenile will be prosecuted as adult. Fiscal impact. Net state savings likely in the tens of millions of dollars annually, depending on implementation. Net county costs of likely a few million dollars annually. Measure submitted to voters. State 58 English Proficiency. Multilingual Education. Initiative Statute. Preserves requirement that public schools ensure students obtain English language proficiency. Requires school districts to solicit parent community input in developing language acquisition programs. Requires instruction to ensure English acquisition as rapidly and effectively as possible. Authorizes school districts to establish dual language immersion programs for both native and non-native English speakers. Fiscal impact. No notable fiscal effect on school districts or state government. Measure submitted to voters. State 59 Corporations. Political Spending. Federal Constitutional Protections. Legislative Advisory Question. Asks whether California's elected officials should use their authority to propose and ratify an amendment to the federal constitution overturning the United States Supreme Court decision in Citizens United v. Federal Election Commission. Citizens United ruled that laws placing certain limits on political spending by corporations and unions are unconstitutional. Fiscal impact. No direct fiscal effect on state or local governments. Shall California's elected officials use all of their constitutional authority, including, but not limited to, proposing and ratifying one or more amendments to the United States Constitution, to overturn Citizens United v. Federal Election Commission, 2010, 558 U.S. 310, and other applicable judicial precedents, to allow the full regulation or limitation of campaign contributions and spending, to ensure that all citizens, regardless of wealth, may express their views to one another, and to make clear that corporations should not have the same constitutional rights as human beings. Measure submitted to voters state: 60 adult films, condoms, health requirements. Initiative statute requires adult film performers to use condoms during filming of sexual intercourse. Requires producers to pay for performer vaccinations, testing, and medical examinations. Requires producers to post condom requirement at film sites. Fiscal impact: likely reduction of state and local tax revenues of several million dollars annually. Increased state spending that could exceed $1 million annually on regulation, partially offset by new fees. Measure submitted to voters state: 61 state prescription drug purchases. Pricing standards. Initiative statute prohibits state from buying any prescription drug from a drug manufacturer at price over lowest price paid for the drug by United States Department of Veterans Affairs. Exempts managed care programs funded through Medi-Cal. Fiscal impact: potential for state savings of an unknown amount depending on 1. How the measure's implementation challenges are addressed and 2. The responses of drug manufacturers regarding the provision and pricing of their drugs. Measure submitted to voters state: 62 death penalty. Initiative statute repeals death penalty and replaces it with life imprisonment without possibility of parole. Applies retroactively to existing death sentences. Increases the portion of life inmates' wages that may be applied to victim restitution. Fiscal impact: net ongoing reduction in state and county criminal justice costs of around $150 million annually within a few years, although the impact could vary by tens of millions of dollars depending on various factors. Measure submitted to voters state: 63 firearms. Ammunition sales. Initiative statute requires background check and Department of Justice authorization to purchase ammunition. Prohibits possession of large capacity ammunition magazines. Establishes procedures for enforcing laws prohibiting firearm possession by specified persons. Requires Department of Justice's participation in federal national instant criminal background check system. Fiscal impact: increased state and local court and law enforcement costs, potentially in the tens of millions of dollars annually, related to a new court process for removing firearms from prohibited persons after they are convicted. Measure submitted to voters state: 64 marijuana legalization. Initiative statute legalizes marijuana under state law for use by adults 21 or older. Imposes state taxes on sales and cultivation. Provides for industry licensing and establishes standards for marijuana products. Allows local regulation and taxation. Fiscal impact: additional tax revenues ranging from high hundreds of millions of dollars to over $1 billion annually, mostly dedicated to specific purposes. Reduced criminal justice costs of tens of millions of dollars annually. Measure submitted to voters state: 65 carryout bags. Charges. Initiative statute redirects money collected by grocery and certain other retail stores through mandated sale of carryout bags. Requires stores to deposit bag sale proceeds into a special fund to support specified environmental projects. Fiscal impact: potential state revenue of several tens of millions of dollars annually under certain circumstances, with the monies used to support certain environmental programs. Measure submitted to voters state: 66 death penalty. Procedures. Initiative statute changes procedures governing state court challenges to death sentences. Designates Superior Court for initial petitions and limits successive petitions. Requires appointed attorneys who take non-capital appeals to accept death penalty appeals. Exempts prison officials from existing regulation process for developing execution methods. Fiscal impact: unknown ongoing impact on state court costs for processing legal challenges to death sentences. Potential prison savings in the tens of millions of dollars annually. Measure submitted to voter state. 67 ban on single USU plastic bags. Referendum. A yes vote approves, and a no vote rejects, a statute that prohibits grocery and other stores from providing customers single-use plastic or paper carry-out bags but permits sale of recycled paper bags and reusable bags. Fiscal impact. Relatively small fiscal effects on state and local governments, including a minor increase in state administrative costs and possible minor local government savings from reduced litter and waste management costs. Measure A. To upgrade local middle and high school classrooms, science labs, career training facilities, and technology infrastructure to support student achievement in math, science, engineering, English, social studies, visual performing arts, technology, and skilled trades, acquire, renovate, construct equipped classrooms, sites facilities, and improve school safety, security and disabled access, shall Santa Cruz City High School District issue $140 million in bonds at legal interest rates, with independent citizen oversight, annual audits, and all funds benefiting local middle and high schools. Measure C. To improve the quality of education with funding that cannot be taken by the state, repair replace leaky roofs, make health, safety and security improvements, replace deteriorating plumbing and sewer systems, improve student access to computers and modern technology, modernize construct classrooms, restrooms and school facilities, and upgrade inadequate electrical systems. Shall Soquel Union Elementary School District issue $42 million of bonds at legal interest rates, have an independent citizens oversight committee, and have no money used for administrative salaries? Measure D, safety, pothole repair, traffic relief, transit improvement measure. In order to improve children's safety around schools, repair potholes, repave streets, improve traffic flow on Highway 1, maintain senior disabled transit, reduce global warming pollution by providing transportation options like sidewalks, buses, bike lanes, trails, preserve rail options. Shall Santa Cruz County voters adopt an ordinance establishing a half-cent sales tax for 30 years, raising approximately $17 million annually, requiring citizen oversight, independent audits, and funds spent locally? Measure E. Amendment of the Cannabis Business Tax Ordinance. To protect the quality of life in Santa Cruz County and to fund essential county services such as police, fire, emergency response, health services, youth and senior programs, job creation, housing, environmental protection, and animal shelter adoption, shall Measure K be amended to revise the definition of cannabis to conform to state law and revise the definition of cannabis business or medical marijuana business to include all cannabis businesses with all funds staying local?